Okay, it's time for the class, Master Life. I'm very happy to see you. This is our morning session of Master Life. Let's have a word of prayer. Okay, let's bow our hearts before the Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be trained as the disciple of Christ. We know we have many needs, and we need your encouragement each day and each week to keep on going. We know your purpose is to equip us fully so we can be a soldier of Christ. We can fight and win this spiritual warfare and be in the victory side, that not only ourselves, our family, and our church will be victorious. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I find an old hymn for our class, because in Book 3, we're talking about spiritual warfare and to put on the armor of God. How many of you have heard of this hymn? Stand up. Okay. Stand up for Jesus. How many of you know this one? Okay. Okay. Okay, let's go from the beginning, and you need to stand up and sing this battle song. Okay, let's sing this song to the Lord. Okay. Good. Please sit down. This will be our class song for the next 5 weeks. We'll sing this battle song, Give Glory to Christ. First, I'll do a little bit of review. What we learned a week ago about stronghold. I think this is a very important truth, and the book put it very nicely. We can really understand how it works in our lives. Okay, there do have strongholds. Stronghold, by definition, is... Oh, let me use that. Okay. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is an idea, a thought process, a habit, an addiction through which Satan has set up occupancy in your life. So it's a place where he has advantage. And the book gave us three types of strongholds. First is personal one. The other one is ideological strongholds. And the third one is the cosmic strongholds. Let's review these three strongholds, the personal strongholds inside us, in our mind, in our habit. There is something Satan set up his place. First is pride. Okay. And there's a greed, And there is an improper speech. We got all of this from Jesus' speech in Sermon on the Mount. And there is a lust, and there is a bitterness, etc., etc. So these are the strongholds that's deep inside us. Satan has set up his occupancy. And in our society, in our culture, we have those these ideological strongholds. Some concept, some thought, some something that we just accept, secularism, philosophical systems, value systems, and homosexuality, Darwinism, tolerance, the so-called tolerance, okay? And humanism, etc. The third one, the Bible talks a lot about the cosmic strongholds. It talks about this stronghold as a reality. It's not just in your imagination. There does exist as a kingdom of Satan. And he's in charge, and under him there are so-called rulers and authorities and the powers of this dark world and spiritual forces of evils in the heavenly realms. So we do encounter evil spirits. Okay. All right. The disciples' victory. All right. This is the content of book 3. We have started week 1, overcoming the enemy, and the last week we start week 2, truth and faith. Then week 3, rely on God's word. Week 3, praying faith. Week 5, look to Jesus. Week 6, stand victorious. As I mentioned before, book 3, we mainly focus on the two parts of the disciples' cross. The upward is prayer, and downward is God's word. So the first 3 weeks, we put emphasis on God's word, and the next 3 weeks, we'll put the emphasis on prayer. Through God's word and prayer, we can overcome the enemy. And at the end of book 3, on October 1st, we'll have a prayer workshop. I hope you can set aside that day. The book, Master Life, requires to have a four-hour prayer workshop. So my plan now is we'll come to the church on that day, 8 a.m., 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll have a four-hour prayer meeting, 8 through 12. I will discuss with several persons about the details of that workshop, but please set aside the date. That morning, you're going to come to church early at 8 o'clock, and we'll have 4 hours in prayers. Okay? Is that okay? 8 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay. You're
your boss. You know, the Korean church, they have a 5 a.m. prayer meeting. Yeah. Most Korean churches, even Church on Prayer, the pastor come to this church 5 a.m. each day of the week, Monday through Friday. So I ask you to come to church 8 a.m. only for once. All right, truth and faith. This is what we learned. The source of faith, God's truth revealed. That's the Bible. Encountering Satan's lies. Faith grounded in truth, and believing without seeing. Last week's study is very straightforward. It's not hard to understand. Okay. As a result of last week's study, you should be able to define truth. What is truth? Okay. That's a simple and a straight answer. Okay. Define faith by paraphrasing Hebrews 11:1. Okay. So what's your definition of faith?
and even something unseen by seeing.
Okay, without seeing. Okay, okay. And then develop a plan for showing faith in action. How to show your faith in action. Explain the relationship between truth and faith. Faith is grounded in truth. So define truth. I now give you some of the definition from the book. Truth is God's revelation of himself to you. And mainly he revealed himself in two parts. The first part is Jesus. Jesus is the incarnated word. So that Jesus himself is God's revelation to you. And then the Bible. The Bible is the written record of God's revelation. Truth will set you free. The book talks about this concept. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:31-32. You memorized this in last study. And the truth Jesus talked about is the truth that represents God's revelation. And continuing in that truth, that means hold to the teaching of Jesus, will set you free from sin's captivity. And also acknowledge that Christ himself, is the Savior, and trusting him, in him, set you free from the fear of death. This is how truth will set you free. Yeah. This is very good, the way the book put it. Yeah. How to listen to God's word. We learned this, I think, in book two. We review some of the things it says in the book. First, you do an evaluation of yourself. What kind of hearer you are. There are four kinds according to Jesus. First is the apathetic hearer. Number two is superficial ones. Number three, preoccupied. Most of us fall into this category, preoccupied. We have something that's occupying the space in our mind. And the fourth one is reproducing here. Okay. All right. Be alert to a word from God. We remember the passage from James chapter 1. Actually, the whole thing, this how to listen to God's word is based on James chapter 1. It talks about quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. When you hear the word of God is preached, communicate, quick to listen, and slow to talk, slow to anger. You know, sometimes if someone is preaching the word of God, it angers you. You don't feel happy about it. Slow to anger. Clear away all sin and pride so that the word can be planted in your heart. This is based on James 1. All right. Then pay attention to what the Bible says about you. So when you are listening to the word, listen it personally. Okay. What does it say about me? Okay. Take notes, write down the points of the message, and ask these questions. What does God say to me through the message? How does my life measure up to the world? What actions will I take, and what truths do I need to study further? Okay. Those are good guidelines. And do the word and be blessed. Okay, so these four parts, that's the guideline of how to listen to God's word. And then the book talk about lies people accept as truth. That's Satan's lies. I just draw a circle and give you some of my examples. Some truths, some lies people accept as truth. Like the word you heard, there's no absolute truth. Yeah. Or money is everything. It's the most, at least the most important thing. And if it feels good, do it. Yeah. All religions are the same. It's just a lifestyle choice. Okay. Or idol worship. Okay. Those are the lies people accept as truth. They just accept it. So okay, it's okay if you feels good, do it. All religions are the same. Yeah. Homosexuality is just a lifestyle choice. Okay. Guide to Praise. It's in your book. I hope you use it. Okay. I just summarized that guide. Reason to praise. Because God is good, He is wonderful, He is holy and mighty. He deserves to be praised by His own people. That is you and I, His own people. Because praise is our gift to God. It's our lip giving praise to God. It's our sacrifice. Because praise is commanded by God. He wants us to praise Him for our own good, not for His good. God is holy and mighty. He doesn't need to hear a lot of good words from us, but it's for our own good. Our spirit, for our heart's good, He wants us to praise Him. How to praise? Humble. I think you have noticed that only people who are humble in their heart can open their mouths to praise God. Anyone who is very prideful, he cannot praise God. So humble yourself before the Lord. Say something that exalts God. Okay, lift up God's name on high. Something that glorifies Him. Okay, make that habit and say it from your heart. And we can sing songs that's uplifting, that give glory to God. So that's Guide to Praise. Okay, that's the wonderful lesson all of us can learn and be benefited from it. Okay. Okay, the book talk about faith. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith involves having absolute confidence in something without physical evidence. That's I don't see God, I don't feel Him, I cannot touch Him, but I'm 100% sure God is there, God exists. That's faith. Okay. Faith is believing God's promise, okay, as strongly as if they were already objective realities. Okay. It has happened. It's just like that building I see, it's an objective reality. God's promise is as real as that building there. Okay. Faith is being sure that something God promised is a reality, wanting to be claimed. I like the book, the way the book put it. God's promise is a reality, waiting to be claimed. Yeah, waiting to be claimed. It's there, just waiting for you to claim it. Yeah. And faith pleases God. Faith in action. Use God's word to know and do God's will. God's word is truth. So the simple definition of truth is God's word, the Bible. By faith, you believe in God's truth and act on its reality. So we take action based on God's promise. Okay, be saved by faith because God promised that. Pray in faith. Understand by faith and live by faith. All of this is in your book. Each week I spend some time to summarize what the book says to you. Okay, I know there's a tendency we just go through a book and forgot what it says. So I do this summary. I hope this can help you remember something important. All right. We have learned how to put two parts of the armor. Okay. The first, we learn this, the helmet. Yeah. Put on the helmet of salvation. How to put it on? And you learn there are three ways you can put on. First, you put on your identity. So you thank God that you are His child. Then you put on your assurance. So you praise God for your eternal life. Then you put on the mind of Christ. You humbly claim the mind of Christ. Okay. Last week you learned how to put on another part. The breastplate of righteousness. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. And first you put on a heart search. Tells us, first you ask God to search your heart to reveal any wicked way in it. Then you put on your confession. You confess any sin that God has shown you. Thirdly, you put on Christ's righteousness. Claim Christ's righteousness to cover your sins and to give your right standing with Him. Okay? Alright, we have learned two parts. You're going to learn the third part. So, Christian soldiers of CBCWLA. This is what we learned so far. We learned how to put on the helmet of salvation and then breastplate of righteousness. This is just a partial armor of God. We have four more parts to put on. Okay, for the next week's assignment, do your homework. It's on page 43. Complete all the assignment. Okay, each week you have a guide. This coming week you have a guide to confession and forgiveness. It's on page 54 and 55. Okay. So use it during your prayer time. List the names of unsaved persons. Pray for them. And actually find an opportunity to witness to a non-Christian. In your book, it mentions about the booklet from your leader. I don't have a booklet for you. So just use the Roman road. Okay? Master Life talks something like a four spiritual law. Suppose I will give you a four spiritual law and you can use it to witness to someone. I don't have four spiritual law, but you have your Bible, you can use Roman road instead of four spiritual law. Yeah. Yeah. And review the two parts of the armor and learn the sword of the Spirit. What's the sword of the Spirit? The Word of God. Yeah. All right. Small group time. Okay. Check the homework assignment and quote 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 and practice explaining the bracelet of righteousness. Okay. And share about the personal strongholds you identify this week as needing to be demolished. How you are working to demolish that stronghold. Master Life wants us to share about that. Share the name of a lost person for whom you are praying. Okay. And pray, spend time in prayer for the individuals just mentioned. Your group, each person, each member will mention some names and as a group you pray for the lost person. Then try to use the praise guide and to praise God in your prayers today. So that's your small group time. Let's break into groups now.